Good evening, music lovers. This is Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host Bill Sally. I'd like to welcome you back to another fine 2 hours of modern mainstream jazz. On the feeling of jazz, we're here every Sunday night from 89.1 FM from 8 to 10. And in the past, I've been doing salutes to great composers who've contributed to the Great American Songbook that have been played by various jazz giants down through the years. In the past, we've done Harold Arlen, we've done Irving Berlin, Hoagy Carmichael, Sammy Kahn, George Gershwin, Cole Porter, Rodgers and Hart, and Harry Warren. Tonight we're going to do Frank Lesser, who's not really a household word, but he wrote a lot of great stuff. He was kind of like Irving Berlin. He would do, a lot of times he'd do the music and the lyrics. For some of you who are not familiar with Frank Lesser, you'd like to remind you that he did the great musical Broadway hit Guys and Dolls. Later was done a movie with Sinatra and Brando and Gene Simmons. He did Baby, It's Cold Outside, which won an Oscar. He did How to Succeed in Music Without Really Trying, which won a Pulitzer. And the guy was just a great genius. We're going to open up with the Miles Davis Quintet from Miles' album Relaxing with the Miles Davis Quintet, doing If I Were a Bell with Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums, and John Coltrane on sax. Let's listen to Frank Lesser's great tune, If I Were a Bell.
I'll play it and tell you what it is later. Thank you.
muted trumpet of Miles Davis, tastefully done a version of Frank Lesser's tune, I Were a Bell, from his classic album Relaxing with the Miles Davis Quintet, and that was the great group he put together with Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums, and John Coltrane on tenor sax.
To me, that's Miles Davis at his best. This is Bill Satterlee. I'm going to welcome you to the Tonight Show with a Concord CD and featuring the Heath Brothers, and it's entitled The Heath Brothers Jazz Family, and they're backed up by seven other artists. So you have Jimmy on tenor, Percy on bass, Tootie Heath on drums, Jeb Patton on piano, Tony Perrone on guitar, Joe Wilder on trumpet and flugelhorn, Earl Gardner on trumpet and flugelhorn, also Tom Williams. John Clark is on French horn. You don't hear too many French horns. And Bob Stewart's on tuba. And again, that's not your classic jazz instrument. Benny Powell on trombone, doing a tune entitled The Harmonic Future. Thank you. That was a tune entitled A Harmonic Future, played by the Heath Brothers from a CD on Concord called the Heath Brothers Jazz Family.
I'm going to turn to something now by tenor sax band Lockjaw Davis. Here he's doing a Frank Lesser tune that isn't played enough as far as I can tell, and it was it's really a tasty little evergreen that should be played more often. It's called, it's Frank Lesser's composition, I Can't Get Out of This Mood. And we have Steve Pullion on trombone, George DeVivia on bass, Arthur Hedgehill on drums, and as my notes are correct, there's no piano on this particular one, but Lockjaw does a great job on I Can't Get Out of This Mood. Thank you. tenor sax sounds of Lockjaw Davis doing Frank Lesser's composition, I Can't Get Out of This Mood. And I neglected to tell you that the fine swinging organ on that particular track was by his soulmate, and he worked with her in a group for probably 3 or 4 years. That was Shirley Scott on organ.
I want to play probably one of the most energetic jazz artists there is, Terry Gibbs. If you've ever seen him, he can't stand still too long, for even if he's not playing or is playing. And he, with Concord, Contemporary Records, came out with several volumes of a CD entitled Terry Gibbs Dream Band, and this is Main Stem Volume Number 4. He has a big band sound, and I'm not going to introduce all of the artists, but the name of the tune that you're going to play is Too Close for Comfort. Terry Gibbs, Too Close for Comfort, and the tenor sax solos were either Richie Kamuka or Bill Perkins.
Okay, we're going to continue our salute to that great composer, Frank Lesser. This is a composition called I've Never Been in Love Before, done by Art Farmer, great trumpet player, backed up by a rhythm section of Wynton Kelly on piano, Art Farmer on bass, Herbie Lavelle on drums. Let's listen to Frank Lesser and Art Farmer's rendition thereof, I've Never Been in Love Before. Frank Lesser's great composition, I've Never Been Loved Before, done with the swinging trumpet style of Art Farmer from his album Early Art on the New Jazz label, and it has some fine piano work there by Wayne Tone Kelly.
I'll play something from Paul Quinochet. It's an album, and it's entitled The Kid from Denver. It features, he's with the Gene Roland Septet, so it's a big, kind of a big band sound. The tune they're going to play is Pardon the Blues, Please. ¶¶ Pardon the Blues, Please, by Paul Quinichet on tenor sax. He plays a sweet sound.
Now we're going to do a composition by Frank Lesser. It really was in the top 10. It was a hit on the Billboard for several months. I can't recall a pop artist that did it, but the tune was also done by tenor sax man Sonny Rollins on a prestige album called Sonny Rollins and the MJQ. However, there's a misleading title for the album because only about half of the tunes had Sonny Rollins and the MJQ, and the other half had Percy Heath on bass, Kenny Drew on piano, Art Blakey on drums, and that's who we're going to hear on this particular track. Let's listen to Frank Lesser's On a Slow Boat to China, done by Sonny Rollins. Young Sonny Rollins. He was probably about 22, 23 when he cut that on a prestige label in 1951. Of course, that was Kenny Drew on piano, and that was a swinging little version of Frank Lesser's composition On a Slow Boat to China.
I'm going to play a vocal by Keeley Smith, and it's from a CD called Great Ladies of Song, and I'm not familiar with this series, but I think they have a series that probably feature other artists. I don't know if it's all vocalists or not. There's 20 cuts on here. I'm going to play a tune that I don't think she's backed up with a big orchestra here, but the name of the tune is The Song Is You.
Every dream I ever knew, down deep in my heart, I hear it play, I feel it start, then melt away. I hear music when I touch your hand, a beautiful melody from some enchanted land. down deep in my heart, I hear it say, is this the day? I alone have heard this lovely strain. Must it be forever inside of me? Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? That beautiful rhapsody of love and youth and spring. The music is sweet, the words are true. The song is you.
Obviously, there was a big band. It was a Billy May Orchestra. Keely Smith, she may not be your typical jazz singer, but I think she has a great voice, and this was arranged very well.
I'm going to do another composition now in our salute to Frank Lesser, and this is called Spring Will Be a Little Late This Year. Gorgeous little tune. This is from Red Garland, pianist Red Garland's album on the Prestige label, All Kinds of Weather, and he's backed up by the Prestige House Rhythm Section of the time, Paul Chambers on bass, Art Taylor on drums. Let's listen to Spring Will Be a Little Late This Year. Tasty version of Frank Lesser's composition Spring will be a little late this year. A wonderful block chord piano of Red Garland with Paul Chambers on bass, Art Taylor on drums from Red's album All Kinds of Weather.
I'm going to go from one great piano player to another to close out the first half of The Feeling of Jazz and ask that you stay tuned for another solid hour of jazz after a short break. The Oscar Peterson Trio, which is Oscar Peterson on piano, Ray Brown bass, and Ed Thigpen drums, is backed up by Ben Webster doing tenor sax. A tune is entitled The Touch of Your Lips.